We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Running games as nearly explosive. And Marcus Peters, you know, he had played fairly well the first three or four games, but man, he got torched, and their secondary did not play well. They're not getting the big sack numbers also that they got last year. Now, Clay Matthews is going to miss a significant time due to his broken jaw, so that's going to be a problem. There's a real opportunity here for the Niners to steal a game at L.A. in that Coliseum. I've been there. I've been at the Coliseum. They do not have the best home crowd. There are generally a lot of transient fans that go there to support the visiting team. I'll be very interested to see what kind of 49er fan base shows up for that game. I wouldn't shock me if it's 30-40% Niners.
Adam, what happens if and when a team can kind of take the 49ers run away? And what would a team have to do to start doing that?
It's not easy, because when you're going with the zone game, when you're going with zone, inside zone and outside zone, it's hard. And the one thing the Niners have is really good athleticism in the interior. Having Richburg back, folks, do not underestimate his return healthy. That is a huge thing. I know that really was an issue last season, not having him when they needed him. So getting him back is going to help. But I also think the better opponents, and Aaron Donald, they're going to have a plan. Not that you could stop Aaron Donald, but he will blow up your run game if you don't have a great plan. That, to me, is something to keep an eye on. Not only this game, but as we go forward, how teams adjust, because they're going to have to. The Niner run game, and now that with Tevin Coleman back, boy, did he look great coming back from his high ankle sprain. He looked tremendous. You get him going, and the other thing the Niners would love to get going is that screen game with Coleman. I know when Shanahan and Coleman were together with the Falcons years ago, they were really good in that area. That's something for the fans to keep an eye on as we go forward here.
Adam, in the history of sports, there's nothing like when you watch and you know you're watching a great coach. And Kyle Shanahan, his dad's a Super Bowl winning coach. But when I'm watching these games, these Niner games, Adam, I feel like he's on the field. I feel like his team's prepared. And whatever he's calling in regard to the run game, doesn't have a number one wide receiver. I guess what I'm asking you, if you look at his overall record, it's not sexy. But is he in the fast lane? Kyle Shanahan is becoming the NFL's next great coach? Or do I need to slow down a bit?
Yeah, I think Guru, you got to slow down a bit. I'm a big supporter of Kyle. I think he's a good coach. His usage of personnel is the reason why I think the offense will probably be better than it should be. Because if you look at the receiver core, you scratch your head. You're like, how are they going to score? But by scheme, he does such a great job of creating space for running backs. And that's part of it. I remember talking to Carlos Hyde a couple years ago at training camp. He said he'd never had such great rush lanes to run through. And it's because of the space that Kyle creates in their inside zone and outside zone. He does a great job with it. But they've got to get Pettis to get the job done here. He has not looked as good as he did last year so far. Goodwin's just starting to get loose with some explosive plays. They need more. They need Samuel to be more of a part of the pass game. And I mentioned Kittle earlier. I expect his role to grow here. But losing Kyle Juszczyk, do not underestimate that, folks. That's a big one. They're going to have to get the two tight ends more involved. Levine Toilolo, who's the only reason why he's on the team, is because he can block. But Kyle's such an athletic fullback, and talking to someone close to the situation, Juszczyk thinks he could beat that timeline of 4 to 6 weeks, so we'll keep an eye on that.
Oh, man, those are all great points, Adam. I'm glad you ventured over to the wide receivers. But we always talk about, do the Niners need a bona fide number one receiver? Who would be out there for the 49ers to trade for if they believe they do need a bona fide wide receiver? But I feel like the next quarter of the season, we're going to need to see one of these receivers step up. And you're absolutely right about Juszczyk. That's a huge blow because they line up outside in the slot. He runs screens, runs the ball. I mean, he does everything for this football team. But, Adam, do you think at the end of the season the Niners will need another wide receiver to come into the room and maybe take the pressure off of Kittle and Garoppolo?
I think before we're 3 weeks away from the trade deadline. So they have three games before the deadline. But if they're going to be not only a playoff team, but go deep in the playoffs, which would be really incredible, because they're ahead of schedule. If you remember on your show, I said 8 to 9 wins, max 10 if everything worked out right. And now they clearly could surpass the 10-win number, but we'll see. They're going to have to add, to me, they got to add someone explosive at wide receiver or a veteran who's done it before. And you know what you do? You look at the teams that are losing, the teams that are playing for next year where they need to get rid of a salary. So we'll have names for you on next week's Wednesday show. They're probably going to have to add a veteran corner at some point. It doesn't need to be a superstar. That's not what they need. They could just use someone for depth purposes. I think that and also, look, Skolit, right tackle, and left tackle for Staley. He's done a good job so far. I'm a little bit surprised by that, and they're certainly helping him. But let's just see against the Rams this week. This, to me, is the real litmus test. On the road, against a really good defensive front, let's see how he plays. That'll go a long way determining whether they make a move on the offensive line.
Adam, before I let you go, I got to ask you, you know, I'm from back east, but the two guys I work with, they're natives from out here. And in about an hour and 15 minutes, we're going to have Howard Eskin on. And
I got a story about Howard. Hey, by the way, do this. Ask Howard who his best intern was in 1984.
I will.
That's the best.
That's awesome. And by the way,
well, right?
Yeah, I know Howard. So my college internship, my freshman year at Ohio U was with him. And here's the strangest thing in the world. I worked for Sun last year at WIP. Spike is a tremendous radio programmer. It's really amazing. Some of the people I've worked for. That was my first media job in 1984, 18 years old, and I became Howard's intern. Yeah, I did actually for two semesters. It was quite the experience. Howard's about 80 now, but no, I'm like, don't say that. Don't tell him that. He didn't hear that from me, by the way.
Yeah,
he looks good, though, for his age.
Hey, I moved out here almost 30 years ago, and he was working in Philly when I moved out. So he's,
Don't even tell him, but it's the truth. He was an inspiration for my career, I have to tell you. Growing up in the Philadelphia area, he was one of the guys. In his early 30s, he moved from radio to television, and that's what I did when I went to ESPN. He definitely was an inspiration for my career.
Well, I told these guys he works unbelievably hard. So we're going to have some fun with him because you saw the thing with Richard Sherman, right?
He's crazy. Howard, it's funny. It took him forever to figure out Twitter, you know, and he would make fun of it. Yeah, I could give you Eskin stories, but I'll tell you what, he's got a good heart, and he certainly helped me through college when I needed something.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Adam Kaplan brought to you by California Bank of Commerce, the premier business bank. All right, it's time for the 8K per day cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word basketball, BASKETBALL, basketball to 72881. Message and data rates apply. Adam Kaplan about the thing that stuck out to me already, Juszczyk, talking about trying to beat that 4 to 6 week timeline. I mean,
it's huge.
Dynamite, right?
Yeah, it's dynamite, but he can't beat Sunday's game, and this will be the first example we see just how important he is. We all know he's important, but we'll get to see that, Bonte. And by some stretch of the imagination, the Niners' offense per se doesn't click or the running game shut down, Juszczyk is going to get a lot of, oh, that's why it happened.
Right. Well, what stuck out to me, what Adam said, the trade deadline's coming up in 3 weeks.
Right.
And he does believe that the Niners want to go deep because if they're right now we all believe they're a playoff team.
No, I do.
Well, if you're a playoff team, what's the point of going to the playoffs and say, hey, we made the playoffs. Look, we had a good season. You make the playoffs, you want to go win the whole damn enchilada. So in order to win the Super Bowl or whatnot, Adam believes they need some explosiveness at the wide receiver position. It's still another veteran corner on that defense. So I'm wondering, man, you know where I got my eyes on when it comes to wide receiver guru, Denver and Cincinnati.
Wow.
What's up with Emmanuel Sanders? What's up with A.J. Green? Holla at me.
I just had a name, Steiny.
Okay.
A name of a wide receiver that's unemployed. I don't know his availability.
Oh, boy. Don't go there.
No,
is he taking classes at Central Michigan?
Oh, no, not him. It's Dez Bryant.
Oh, I thought you meant Michael
Dez
Crabtree.
Bryant. Yeah, Dez.
Oh, Crabtree.
Yeah, he's hunting. Wow. Crabtree, wow.
You know what? I knew he didn't mean Antonio.
I thought you were going to go there. No.
I'm done with him. If he was a client and I was his defense attorney, I'd be like, I resign.
You know, Baldy said Dez was like, he just can't gain separation anymore.
Oh, I remember I asked him about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember?
Wasn't a glowing review he gave.
No, but remember, basically, you pouted for about 90 minutes after that?
I don't remember that
you don't?
Far. I don't pout.
And you were...
You got a little butthurt. Yeah.
Hey, just to... Because you know how I am. My parents are English teachers.
They're here.
I think their planes land in about 15 minutes, yeah.
Uh-oh. What we got going?
Are they throwing on a radio.com app?
I told him I might shout them out if they're on the way right. from San Francisco.
You know it, baby.
Why yeah. not?
Guru.
What about the party is what I'm really
yeah,
asking
Yeah, we're... We don't overwhelm Pops. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I do.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. But anyway,
and I may
you guys
overwhelm
said,
him if I meet him. So I may.
I think you
him.
Guys said we all think this is a playoff team, meaning the 49ers. I actually am not quite that far because you know
yet.
How I parse words.
Right.
I think they've proven they're definitely going to compete for the playoffs, okay. and that's obvious now at 4-0. But
that's a win in itself.
Yeah, because we didn't exactly because we didn't. I didn't think they'd be knocking on the door. And clearly, I mean, unless they lose six games in a row, you know, they're, and by the way, their first eight games, that's a nice schedule.
It looks pretty cake,
it
right?
It does. It looks a lot better than it looked, you know,
season,
a month
yeah.
or two
but
ago.
But what about that five-game stretch? You talk, it all balances out.
It yeah. does. And I'm thinking that Green Bay Packers game may be one that gets flexed. I got to check the schedule
what,
for that.
That here or Green
that's,
Bay?
That's the one. That's game number 11 at Levi's Stadium.
Whoa.
So that's the final six-game stretch where they play Green Bay, Baltimore, New Orleans, Atlanta, the Rams, and then Seattle. But it does look pretty cake. Look at Washington. Bill Callahan's coaching them now. Remember him? And then you got Carolina with the backup quarterback. It does look pretty soft right now.
Let's go out to Bradley. Bradley's in San Jose. Get back to class. Do some grades. What's up, Bradley? How are you, man? Get him off. Bradley.
Yeah, you got to be ready.
Come on, Bradley. Let's go to Alex. He's in the Yoon.
Hey, my two compadres. Hey, Carnos, how's it going?
What's up, baby? What, three of us now.
What is...
Tres Amigos.
Yeah, Tres Amigos. No, it's not a friend of the program. He didn't know we had three. He said the two of us. So I told
well, then
him
how much
here.
Of a friend could he really be?
I know.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow.
No, dude. Bye-bye.
He's from the U.
Keep
yeah.
him on the line.
Go ahead,
it's
Alex.
Okay.
Go
Please
ahead,
make
Alex.
Mistakes.
I don't know, Andy.
We always treat callers from the Yoon with kid gloves. It's sensitive.
That's good. Hey, Shorty Garcia Park, Gene City, Dakota. It's okay. But, yeah, man, I'm a Raiders fan. There's great, G. Honestly, I'll go B-. Their defense was strong. I got to admit, they came through. It's a good day for Bay Area football. Both teams are winning, and it's satisfying right now. We just got to be happy for these squads.
Thanks.
And, yeah, it should get better.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thanks a lot. What could you
What's
explain?
Up, Vontae?
Could you explain to me,
God,
what is Dakota?
Last week, Dakota is a part of Union City,
okay.
and they said Shorty Garcia Park, where was it, Guru?
Oh,
on air.
Oh, yeah, I
And
remember
you went
that.
Down my road because I didn't know where it was at. So he's telling us he listens since back then.
One thing I realized because I drove down to when I was driving down to Santa Clara on Monday.
Yeah.
Boy, the Union's down there on 880.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a haul.
Just make sure you check in with me when you come through my city.
That's a long ride.
If I ever get off the 880 in Union City, I'll call you. But if I'm just rolling through
the
880.
Well, you already been to Chaplin's. That's what I'm talking about. Come see Norm. Come see Norm. He'd like to see both of you.
That was a long time. By the way, this is big news. Jimmy Garoppolo is joining Damon Ratto and Kolsky today at 4:30. Jimmy Garoppolo, 4:30. On Damon Ratto and Kolsky.
Jimmy G.
All right, let's try Bradley one more time. What's up, Bradley?
Yeah. Big fan of the show, man. I'm from Atlanta, so it's been
kind
of weird being out here in the Bay with all these fans. But I picked the Niners before the season to win the NFC West. Here are my mid-season grades. I got Jimmy G at a C+. He hasn't lost a game, but he hasn't won one either. You know, that
defense
is balling. That run game is great. I give the run game right now a B+, the defense a B+, and overall the team, I give them a B. There's only one team in the league right now that gets an A, and that's the New England Patriots.
Hey, Bradley, question for you. You a Hawks fan?
I'm a LeBron fan.
All right, you need to get on the Hawks bandwagon, Bradley.
Absolutely. I mean, I root for the home team, but, you know, we're talking allegiance, then it's definitely with LeBron.
Fair enough. Thanks, Bradley. Appreciate the call. He gave the running backs a B+.
Yeah.
You think I was tough?
Yeah, no, he.
I'm not taking Bradley's class.
You think he's been watching the Falcons and mixing it up with the Niners or maybe? Because
yeah,
you got to give
Devontae Freeman
these running backs
are
an A, man.
Right.
It's just Come on, Helen Keller would give him an A.
Undrafted free agents running the ball like that? Come on. Come on, Bradley.
I kind of get his C-plus for Jimmy G when he said hadn't won him a game, hadn't
So when somebody gives him my grade, it sounds different.
Would you give him C-minus?
No. C-plus.
Yeah, I still think that's – listen, I'm trying to help you.
I know, all right. No.
I disagree with a C-plus, but I'm like now is when I say, well, okay, I kind of get what you're saying if you're using that criteria,
we weren't too far.
Which is flawed.
B-minus, C-plus, and well, B?
There's a difference between C-plus and B-plus.
Looks sexier, man.
Get that B-minus. On the report card.
Trust me, there's a difference between a C and a B.
Right.
A B caught my eye.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
C's and D's were just like going up and down. Oh, boy. Yeah. Here we go.
By the way, real quick, fellas, Baker Mayfield talking about Nick Bosa and the flag plant celebration. Baker Mayfield said, this is according to Keith Britton of 92.3, the Fan in Cleveland. Good for him. He had it premeditated. He's been thinking about that, obviously, for 2 years now. That's a long time to think about that loss. It's Baker Mayfield on Nick Bosa.
Yeah. Sour grapes.
Why couldn't he just say, that's fine.
That's not
I don't
bad.
Have a problem with that.
Yeah, not bad.
I mean, I do, and Guru will probably disagree with me, but ideally, you know, I would have said something like, you know, hopefully I'll get another chance against Bosa. We'll be playing a lot against each other. But, yeah, he got me. He got me.
This guy's got teenager tendencies, man, and you would have thought he's got humble, but not yet. But he needs that Bill Parcells, and he needs him now, fellas. He needs that guy to be like Baker.
Did you hear
your play, dude?
Did you hear what your main man Peter King said about Baker Mayfield?
No, I missed it.
Would you like to hear it? This is Peter King on Baker Mayfield.
If I am Freddie Kitchens, I got to put my arm around Baker Mayfield or have him in and lock the door in the office and just sit across the desk from him here in the next day or two and just say, can you please just play football and not be a lightning rod all the time? And can we be a football team so we can worry about one thing, which is the only thing with Seattle and New England on the schedule in the next two games? Knowing that there's a chance we could enter the second half of the season after the bye at 2-5. Can we please just not be concerned with all this crap that seems to envelop you and engulf you at all times?
Now, we're not in Cleveland.
Is his
demeanor, behavior, is it that egregious? So he talks a lot.
I think with his play, it is egregious. I could say Bonte shut the hell up.
Well, they're 2-3. It's not like they're 0-5.
Yeah, but dude, they were the pick. They were supposed to be living the Niners' life.
Well, you know what? Maybe the predictions were overrated because nobody realized that they had a second year quarterback who hadn't proven himself.
But it sounds like the quarterback is infantile. He needs a pacifier. He's focused on the wrong stuff. There's ways to lose when you know you're dedicated, Steiny. It sounds like he's worried about the wrong stuff. And I'm going to say this. Peter, why would Kitchens lock the door? Because to me and the guy I think Baker is, right or wrong, like, who the hell are you?
Well, Kitchens is a guy who helped Baker flourish last season, so he should respect Freddie Kitchens. But it's almost like Baker Mayfield, I know he wants to win. He's a competitor.
Next level.
But it's just like, why do you have to do all the other stuff? That's all. You don't want that from your quarterback. From your Andrew Luck, Brady, Bree, all these guys. You want that from your receiver or something, not from your quarterback, man. It's kind of like a me thing, and I don't like that about Baker.
Well, it's also a team with a lot of personalities.
A lot. Yeah, that's true.
So it would and veteran personalities, but it would be, yeah, I guess it would be better if you had a quarterback who wasn't like that at this point. But listen, if the guy can play, nobody's going to care. The question is, can he play, and is he going to be a good quarterback down the line?
Did you see that stat about he's leading the NFL by far quarterbacks and batted balls at the line?
He's a short guy.
Somebody's got to lead him.
He's 5'11", maybe.
I thought you were 5'10". Baker Mayfield, not Doug Flutie. What's going on?
I hear you.
That's not a good – I'm wondering if he can be what I thought he was at Oklahoma.
Not behind that offensive line.
And maybe that's the key.
All right, we're going to go back to school after the break, giving out grades on 95.7. But first, let's go to Anna and find out what's going on The Game.
All right, thanks, Danny. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Nutrisystem for Men. Let's start off with the big announcement ahead of a big showdown out west against the Rams. 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo will join Damon Rado and Kolsky today at 4:30. So mark it down for 4:30 with Jimmy G. School is in session with Bonte Steine and Guru. The guys are giving their quarterly grades for each position. Richard Sherman also said he will apologize to Baker Mayfield for wrongfully saying he refused to shake his hand. Sports radio and TV host Howard Eskin went after Sherman, and he'll talk about handshake gate with the guys at 12:30. Kyle Juszczyk is going to miss some time with a sprained MCL. When will he return, and how will Kyle Shanahan adjust the offense? 49ers reporter Chris Biederman will join the show at 1:30. And congratulations to Nick Bosa for being named NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Lose weight eating the food you love. Now save $50 plus. Get a week of protein-packed shakes free at Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details. I'm Anna Kagadike. He's on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steine, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Coming up in 1 hour, Howard Eskin. He's a Philadelphia sports radio and television personality. We're going to have him on in an hour. If you don't know, he got into a back and forth with Richard Sherman, basically asking Richard Sherman why he can't just play the game and be quiet. Richard Sherman responded with a Kevin Durant, like, who are you? And we're going to have Howard Eskin on in 1 hour. He's a, what's the word? He's kind of flamboyant. Maybe that's not the word. He's a little bit controversial.
He's outspoken.
Outspoken. That's what I was looking for, Goo. He's outspoken.
That's what he is.
Logan. That Logan education.
Don't forget Chabot.
All right, so we've been giving grades out. We gave out grades to the quarterback position, the running back position. Maybe we can gloss over this a little bit, or we can throw them in together. Tight. You want to put tight end in with the wide receivers, or I think tight ends separate?
Oh, tight ends
separate. Isolate tight end.
I know why you guys want to do that.
This could be like Joker's Wild. I think we're going to get three in a row.
I think I'm going to change my grade about the tight ends.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go to an A-.
You had him at an A?
I had him at a B+.
And it's, oh, damn, Professor Steine?
Did you see George Kittle's year a year ago? I mean, he set a record. You know what I'm saying?
See, so for yards, on your metrics, stats mean a whole hell of a lot. Well,
yeah.
Mine.
They're a good barometer for how to measure a player year from year.
Hello?
The way he run blocks, he's like a sixth lineman for this football
that
team. So George Kittle in the tight end position, him alone gives the tight end position
nightmare.
An A. He is a nightmare.
I gave him A+.
Right. All the attention he draws, Steine, and then the run blocking, like, he is physical. And you brought it up yesterday. He doesn't go down on the first attempted tackle. It takes like three guys to bring this
and
dude
that
down.
Start,
I can live with my A- there for
no,
Kittle.
I get you. I gave him A+. What about you, B?
I changed it at the last.
I give him an A. Tight end's an A.
Let's go to Steven. Steven's on the Bay Bridge. What's up, Steven?
We doing, guys?
Hey, man.
How's it going, guys?
Going
What's
well,
up, Steven.
All right, so I just want to get to the grades real quick. For the defense, I got them sitting at a B+, and my reason being would be because, you know, there's still a lot of soft spots in the secondary. Obviously, the front seven makes up a lot for that. You know, creates mistakes from the quarterback with the pressure. You know, the D line is just a bunch of monsters for the pass rush and the run game. You know, to my knowledge, there hasn't been a 100-yard rusher yet this season. And the last time that happened was, like, what, 2012? And we all know about that defense. You know, so with them, it's like taking a test and you miss all the multiple choice, but you ace every single essay question. You know, like, how about Mosley? Mosley was locking up OBJ. You know, it was looking really, really good that there was a big question about him. You know, the run game, solid A+.
All right.
We all know they're going to run it. Nobody could stop them. You know, it's a three-headed monster with speed and power.
What about the wide receiver position? That's what we're jumping into next.
The wide receivers, you know, I got to give them a C, man. Like, there's not enough separation, not enough playmaking. It's just they're looking pretty average.
Thanks, Steven. Appreciate the call. All right. Wide receivers.
Ooh-wee.
By the way, the 415, I'm with you, 415. Hey, guys, remember, A+ means no room for improvement. That's my philosophy.
You think Kittle has room for improvement?
Oh, my gosh. Doesn't everybody? Doesn't everybody, Daryl?
Giving them A plus?
Kittle, I gave A plus.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
888-957-9570. Giving away some grades for the 49ers. We're a quarter of the way through the season. Quarter of a way through the season, and we're giving out our quarterly grades. How did we grade the quarterback position? I had Garoppolo at a B+, Bonte at a B-, and Daryl the Guru Johnson at a C+. Adam Kaplan, agreeing with Bonte, gave him a B-. The running backs, I gave him an A-, just taking just a little hair off because they've had some injuries, Tevin Coleman and Juszczyk now and Jerick McKinnon. But, and you guys both had A's?
A-.
Yep. A-, okay.
Just an A without anything.
Tight ends, I have A-.
A.
A you guys have A. Yeah. A-plus, A-, yeah. A-plus. Yeah. Wide receivers.
Oh, boy.
Who wants to start?
Oh, boy.
I'll be Ricky Henderson. C-. And it's a lot of what I'm not seeing on the field, fellas, but I don't want you guys to think because they're a run-heavy team that I'm criticizing this group. But, you know, through four games, not one guy to me, Bonte, has been that number one or took the bull by the horns. We saw Pettis drop the ball, and he's still in the running, even if you think he may not be the most talented. Deebo Samuel had a drops, and receivers have drops. But if I'm going to subtract from Jimmy Garoppolo about that lack of rapport with the wide receivers, I got to subtract from the wide receivers as a group because there's not one guy, you know, I'm looking at the stats. If you want to say, well, look at the stats, Google, they're running the ball. I can't get anything from there. You know, I just can't. Goodwin's best day has been 58 yards in the air. I mean, he's averaging 58 yards in the air. Deebo 37, Pettis 9, and Bourne 14. I think Garoppolo's going to need them to improve their routes, get open, Bonte, and when you get open, catch that damn ball.
Yeah, the next quarter C-. Of the season. Yeah, the next quarter of the season is huge. Wow. Huge for this wide receiving core. The Rams, Washington Redskins, of course, and Carolina and in Arizona. These four games, I need somebody to step up at the wide receiver position. And I have them at a C- as well.
Wow.
C-. Almost.
Oh, boy. Dude,
I actually crossed off a D, but they had a good week against Cincinnati. Good week against Cincinnati, and I'll give them credit, which is why the C- may be a little harsh because I just made the same argument for Kittle. The receivers actually run block. That's part of the running game. When you get receivers like – think about Jerry Rice and Terrell Owens. How many highlights you see them on those long runs by Roger Craig, Frank Gore, Garrison Hurst, where these wide receivers are blocking downfield. Marquise Goodwin's doing a great job in a run game. Debo's run blocking. Dante Pettis as well. But I need these guys to make some plays. Somebody has to get explosive and be that go-to guy outside of George Kittle. C-, Steiny. I need more from the wide receiving group.
I think now here's
I'm all ears.
Now here is where I think you guys are being brutal. Just brutal. I'm giving them a B-. I think they've been fine. And the reason I think they've been fine is because we know this is the weakness of their team, or let's say a non-strength. You've got Pettis, who's in his second year, Deebo Samuel, who's in his first year. We're not counting George Kittle. He doesn't count. I just don't think they've been that bad. And I can't hold it against the receivers because they're not throwing it a lot. And they're not throwing it a lot because they're running.
But what about the fact that if I asked you who's the best receiver, who's the number one receiver?
George Kittle.
No, he's a tight end.
Right.
He's at. Give me your answer. I don't have it. And I'm tired of not. But who's their number one?
We're grading the wide receivers together. I mean, they don't have a one, let's say.
And that's why, Bonte, when I look at you, I think not having the one and Shanahan having, you know, Julio Jones, and they obviously miss Kyle. My point is, how far can this recipe take you? And it may be able to take you all the way if nobody's able to stop your run game. But right now, when you tell me the Niners are going to play New England or they're going to play Seattle or Dallas in a playoff game and it was tomorrow – I would be worried about the Niners can't win on the outside. It's run or bust.
That's a problem.
And that's a problem.
that's a problem.
I think C minus is too harsh for these guys.
And you gave them a what?
I gave them a B.
A B minus. 888-957-9570. Where are you guys on the receivers out there? Because I think the receivers is going to be the one that maybe we get the biggest fluctuation on. I mean, I don't believe they've dropped more balls than like other wide receiving units this year.
When they drop them, though.
Debo.
You mean the critical drops?
Well, not just
at 4-0, the critical drops, the ones that cost them a game. How many times the receiver cost them a game?
None. But the defense is carrying a bulk of the weight.
Yeah, their big plays is big. It's due to be Kyle Shanahan and his play design.
It's coming, Steiny. One of these guys got to step up.
Somebody's got to step up. I almost gave him a D,
Steiny.
Can I be honest
with you? None of them's going to step up.
Oof. Well, don't say that.
What I'm saying is prepare yourself for the way it is now.
Anybody got the number to Cincinnati's headquarters?
No, you.
They're going to spread the ball around. Nobody's stepping up. They're not going to have, outside of, I'm assuming George Kittle's going to lead the team in catching.
No doubt.
Then they're going to have four guys at
probably
around 16, cut that in half to 80. You know, I was going to have a bunch of guys with about 50.
But why show up to the facility if you don't think you can get better?
Well, of course you can. Debo
might be Dez Bryant in the making. We don't know.
Debo!
He might just take one.
I can't expect Debo Samuel to step up in his rookie year and be a number one receiver when we didn't really even know for sure he was a number one receiver when they picked him.
Well, I'll tell you what. If Debo walked in this studio right now, sat down, I said, hey, Debo, you're a rookie. But this is the best opportunity, son, as a rookie, to do your hot to trot. Because if you go to other places,
hot to trot
to ball out because this is a weak receiving core.
Hot
you know,
to trot?
You talk about he's a rookie.
I'm Debo Samuel. I just walked
hot
in.
Hot to trot.
Hey, I'm Debo Samuel, and I'm now in the studio.
I'm the cleaning guy. Hey, Debo. You got a hell of a chance to go to the top of the charts and the number one receiver with the San Francisco 49ers. You know why, Debo? We don't have one. If you can ramp it up and you ball out, you can be the number one. Not in 2 years or 3 years. There's no Julio Jones. Look around. There's no studs in the receiving core. This can be you.
I never look at number ones and number twos.
Bottom line,
do you watch football?
Yeah, all the time.
Right. You can only catch the balls that are thrown to you. And if I'm open and the quarterback's not giving me the ball, what do you want me to do?
Now he's
so
had
you
17
hold it against
teams.
Me for getting open but not getting thrown to. Huh. You realize, young man, you can't be a number one receiver if the quarterback doesn't throw
defensive.
To you a lot.
Yeah.
I am defensive. Don't tell me what I am. Don't tell me what I am.
Wow.
Lay
off.
Don't define me by numbers.
17 targets if you hauled in 12 of them.
What's your point?
If you ball out and study and stay the course,
you
can be the number one come playoff time.
Get in there and clean the bathroom. Get out of here.
Who are you?
Yeah, you would really say that. But you get what I'm saying. I don't want to call him weak, Bonte. He's on a team that can allow him to go all the way up to the charts and be the number one.
Whether it's Debo, whether it's Marquise Goodwin, I think this is a big game coming up for Marquise Goodwin. As Adam Kaplan pointed out, Marcus Peters has been getting
wrong?
The secondary is very, very shaky with the L.A. Rams. They've had a lot of time to rectify that problem, what happened in Seattle. But somebody at the wide receiver position, if they want to do big things, because nobody just wants to go to the playoffs.
Oh, we made
you want to do big things, you need another guy outside of George Kittle in that passing game where Jimmy Garoppolo can't trust him. And right now he doesn't trust any of these guys, including Marquise Goodwin. C minus. They're lucky I didn't give him a D. I almost gave him a D, Steiny.
211 in San Francisco. Really? A D? A D for the receivers.
I'm not.
I almost did.
See, here's what I would say. You know who gets a D? The Cleveland Browns wide receivers get a D. Because they've got Odell Beckham, Landry, and Callaway.
But that's on the O line.
I'm just saying.
The quarterback.
We ain't never going to see eye to eye, Matthew.
All right, go ahead. Well,
I love that.
That's not 211 who said that. You know that, don't you?
Man, we ain't never going to see eye to eye, Matthew.
Okay.
That's Dame.
Let's go to 211. What's up, 211?
What's up, fellas? Hey, check this out. I'm not going to knock the Niners. They're doing their thing. And then, you know what? Don't take this wrong when I say, hold up. We got to bump that all those grades down just a tad bit because of the grading curve of who they've been playing. They haven't really been playing anybody, and that's not a knock to them. They're beating who they should be beating, and I give them props the way they did it, especially Monday night, and it kills me to say that. But the receivers, I'm with you, Simon. I'm going to tell you what. Everybody knows that they're weak, but teams still, knowing that, the team's still getting down on the run game.
Right.
The receivers, you know, they're still doing their thing, even though you know that that's their weak spot. You're still getting exposed somewhere else, but it should be a leg up for the opposing team. And I'm just gonna say, man, I love the show, and I'm just excited about the Raiders are doing. Man, nobody had us at 3-2 at this point. I'll take it.
No doubt about it. Here's what I'm saying: if you look at the wide receivers as a group, to me, are they overachieving, underachieving, or basically achieving what you expected them to do? And to me, it's in the middle. They're basically who we thought they were. I just can't ask Pettis to be Beckham Jr.
Remember, I told you I came in on my high horse thinking that Pettis' upside he reminds me of John Taylor, you know?
And don't then Debo Samuel. So you're disrespecting John
I'm gonna
Taylor.
Say,
man.
I'm going to say.
You shouldn't remind
say,
people of that.
Don't be disrespectful.
Yeah, that's,
don't
do yes, that. I'm with
don't
Stephen
do that
A.
to John Taylor,
that's
man.
That's the most beautiful thing about sports is when you say, you know what, son, you're not here at this juncture, but you remind me. Oh. And if you can say, when you run, you remind me of the great John Taylor in the wind.
You better be careful.
Lanky frame. That's a compliment.
Oh,
I'm not saying he's there now.
There's nothing. When I see number 18 on that football field, there's nothing.
You're going to eat these words.
There's nothing that reminds me of a great John Taylor, number 82. He reminds me of somebody who's trying to find his way in the league. Like one of these, you know what? He's closer to A.J. Jenkins than he is John Taylor. Yeah. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
It's time to step up, Dante.
Wide receiver catch percentage. It's percentage of targets that turn into receptions. Debo Samuel tied at 34th with Juju Smith-Schuster. And you know who's 35th? DeAndre Hopkins.
What does that mean?
It means that Debo Samuel, I guess, isn't dropping the ball at any higher rate as those two pretty good receivers.
12 for 17, which to me is
high for a rookie. How many targets Juju and DeAndre Hopkins seen?
I don't know how many targets, but
they're
obviously more
products,
than that.
Though. They're finished. Those guys are finished products. When you talk about Juju and
Hopkins. No doubt. But I guess that's the point. It's like Debo's up there with them in terms of percentage. Obviously not amount of times thrown to.
Real quick, Stoney from the 510. Dante Pettis, get his name right, Guru, not Daryl. I heard that. I did Daryl Pettis because I'm rooting so hard for the kid, so Bonte can be wrong. That's why I said Daryl Pettis.
Okay, fair enough. Do you want to take back your John Taylor Pettis comparison as long as you're
I said
backing
he's
up the
not
truck.
There, he can run. It's about form. John Taylor.
Dude, John Taylor.
Form.
What about Breida and Dorsett? When Breida ran on 83 yards.
Breida's faster than Dorsett ever was.
Isn't he? Yeah, but you know what I thought?
Dorsett, I don't know if Dorsett goes 83. Does he take it to the house?
Young Dorsett takes it to the house. That was fast, dude. I'm just telling you. I'm not saying they are. Dude, that dude took that boy, he was out.
You hurt my heart. You know John Taylor's one of my favorite players.
I love him.
Let's say Dante Pett. Let's start with J.J. Stokes.
Don't be disrespectful.
All right,
and I love J.J.
I guess you're missing my point.
I hear you. Yeah. He's got speed, but they took him off the punt return unit. Like, he's not even returning punts anymore.
Like, if you couldn't shoot a basketball and I saw you shoot it, I'd say, damn, your form reminds me of Steph Curry. Not the result, but your form. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what? I get what you're saying.
I'm not saying you're Steph,
I get what you're saying there. Let's go to Danker in the city. He's going to talk wide receivers.
What's up, boys?
Hey, Danker, what's up?
Y'all again?
How are you?
Well, you guys, you know, we have a number one receiver, and he'll be back in a couple of weeks. We got Trent Taylor. Mm. If I'm Bill Belichick, let's just say, for example, I'm going to take away your number one weapon. So I've decided between Taylor and Kittle, and then Bourne, Dante, Debo, they're all going to eat. I'm not worried about where we're 4-0 without our number one receiver. I know he's not Julio Jones-esque. But he knows how to find the soft spot. That's all you need to know how to do. It's working out everywhere.
What do you give? What would you give them as a grade? The wide receiver unit.
This is the other part. Jimmy is still getting back to Jimmy form. I can't compare Jimmy to Jimmy. You know what I'm saying? So for doing what they're doing with still trying to build rapport with Jimmy, I'll give him a B+.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Thanks, Danker. Appreciate the call. I got a B-. Danker now with a B+. Yeah. Guru with a you guys C minuses?
C minuses.
Monte's being nice with his C minus.
I had to cross out the D, man.
That's all right. I crossed out
the B. C-minus is really a D. You guys know that, right?
I crossed it. Are you kidding me?
It's a C, B, a nice, because it's really, oh, Norm didn't like
Let me
C
tell you
minus.
Something.
That minus
There's
was next
a
to the
monster
C.
difference between a C minus and a D plus.
It's all how you look at
monster.
It.
Monster. I can't even tell you.
You're close to that 69
Especially where I
number.
Went to college.
Yeah. Well. Right. You don't give A pluses, so you're different.
So I'll tell you this real quick. This is why C minus is so important to me. So you had to graduate my college with like a 2.0 and like a 2.3 in your major or something like that. But what is a C minus? What does that translate to grade point average? I should probably not tell this story because my parents might be in the car.
No,
it's 1.7.
Oh, wow.
Because I thought it was in our school.
Damn!
D was a 1. I'm sorry, D plus was a 1.3. C minus 1.7. A regular old C is a... But in my... At my school, if you had a certain percentage of C minuses,
right,
you graduate.
There you go.
With under a certain GPA. So you had two ways to skin the cat there.
Yeah, and you should be able to walk the stage.
I forgot my parents.
C's
get Hopefully degrees. My parents aren't listening yet.
C's get degrees, baby.
I've never heard that. Well,
no, you've heard that.
Let's quick go to
my life
Kane.
Motto.
Kane in Oakland. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up with my guys?
Hey.
What's up, Kane?
I ain't chilling. Hey, let me get this quarter of the season done. Here go my grades, man. Let me do it real quick. Jimmy G, I'm giving him a B-minus, man. I like the way he's been standing in the pocket. He ain't been having happy feet, so I like that.
You only get to evaluate the offense right now because you're ahead of the game.
Offense?
Running backs.
Okay, well, running backs, I'm going to give them an A because the running backs been saving our life. They've been pushing us down the field, getting us in position to score. And the wide receiver core, I got to give them a C-minus, man, because I'm not seeing nobody step up and get that breakout game. I need somebody to help out Jimmy G, man, because he can't do it by himself. He needs somebody to scare the defense. He can't stand back there and just wait on somebody to do something. So I'll give them a C-minus.
I'll give you tight ends last. Tight ends last.
Kittles, man. Yeah. A-plus. That dude is a monster. He is a grown man. I love Kittles.
Thanks, Kane. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. I mean, if you guys are going to give the receivers C minuses, isn't that kind of great if you're a 49er fan? I mean, you're 4-0 and you guys think the receivers have been terrible. Or not terrible, but below average. Below average.
A lot of room for improvement.
But do you really think this group of wide receivers through four games has been below average?
I do.
See, I don't.
I don't think they've been below average, which you got me... Damn, they're about to back up the truck.
I was ready to ask for it.
Because, look, we know that Dante Pettis is a second-year receiver. We know that Deebo's a rookie. No Trent Taylor, Jalen Hurd. He's been hurt. So they have room to grow. They have room to make this C-minus and turn it into a B-plus over the next four games. They really do. They haven't been asked to do much yet, Steiny. So we do have to take that into account.
All right. Let's go to Cockroach in Oakland. What's up, Cockroach?
Steiny, Vontae, DJ Guru. You know the only thing I love about this show is we put the rat on the table around here. And I need you guys to be just a little bit more hyped because we're talking about the Niners like they're still 1-0. We actually made it to 4-0. This was like a Guru dream for us. So the only connection for the fans to the Niners and this long week we got to wait till Sunday is you guys. So I need BSG to pump it up. I need y'all just to get a little bit hyper because we're depending on y'all to hold us throughout the week and let us know.
Slow build.
You know what, Cockroach? I'll be honest with you. I think it's clear. At this point, I'm the most optimistic of these guys about the 49ers.
This guy.
Wouldn't you agree?
You know what?
Let him finish.
You know what, Sonny? I'm going to give you that because usually it takes a lot to get you on the train. And if Sonny's on the train, that means the Niners are really doing something, man. I appreciate that, Sonny.
Dude, they're 4-0.
20 minutes ago.
Cockroach struck a chord. He struck a chord. I'm going to tell you about the chord in a little bit. And then...
Can you believe this, Goo?
20 minutes ago, he said, I don't even talk in playoffs.
You guys might. You guys might not. I didn't say we can't talk about it.
I'm not there yet.
That's right. I'm not. But that doesn't mean you can't enjoy it. By the way, can I give you a Twitter etiquette lesson after the break?
No, I would love it.
Maybe both of you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right, we'll do that. It'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Like to welcome Mom and Dad to the Bay. They're here. They're in the car, going from San Francisco to Oakland.
Mom and Dad.
That's Daryl the Guru Johnson. I think they're coming in Friday.
Are they listening right now?
Yes, they're listening right now.
Hello, Mom and Pops.
I just said hello.
Can I say hello too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bonte Hill here. How you doing?
Bang bang Niner gang.
Your son's a tough grader.
This is actually going to be pretty funny because my dad, of course, and Mom live outside Philadelphia.
I'm gonna call him Mr. Steinman.
So they don't know it's a coincidence, but Mom and Dad, Howard Eskin's coming on the show at 12:30.
Wow.
My dad's like, I just went 3,000 miles to get away from this guy, Howard Eskin, and now
that's
I got
awesome stuff.
Is he a big fan of Howard Eskin?
It's a good question. We can ask him Friday. Yeah, we can ask him.
Are you nervous about them coming to the studio?
Nah, you know, you always act a little different.
Yeah,
your parents are around.
Yeah. No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we're doing 49er grades. 49er grades for this season. And what are we down to now? Wide receivers?
Hold on. You said something about Twitter etiquette. You wanted to talk about Twitter etiquette.
Wow.
With Guru and myself. I want to hear about this Twitter etiquette.
Yeah, I think
it sounded serious.
And we're going to go to the offensive line. I still want to finish up on the wide receivers. This is only going to take a minute. I think you guys need to have a little more respect for a ratio, which I put together. Actually, Dan Dibley put it together. It's your tweet to follower ratio. It's your tweet to follow ratio.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And
oh, boy.
You know, for example, Daryl, you have essentially you've tweeted 16,000 times.
Oh, this is not going to be good for me.
You have 9,500 followers.
I'll try to get to 10. Right.
So essentially, you tweet 2-1.
Right.
All right,
I'd be 3, Steiny.
I'm on a 1-1 ratio,
gotcha.
Essentially 31-6 to 31-3.
Here come the rat.
Now here is the rat. Mr. SEC, Mr. WAC Conference, Mr. What else? ACC,
Big West.
Bonte Hill has tweeted 97,000 times.
Jesus. He deserves a flag.
He's got a 10-1 ratio. 10-1.
Oh, Jesus. Well, essentially nothing he won't tweet about.
That's right.
Yeah, it's
that's
bad.
Right. That's why, you know, whether it's Texas Tech football, whether it's Cortland State in upstate New York.
He's got you covered.
Every sport. Boxing, MMA,
oh, my Lord.
Hockey.
Oh, this I love this passion.
All right.
Hey, you know what's funny? The last 4 months I've thought about it, I said, man, I need to slow down on the tweets.
Maybe just tweet
5 times a day. Because there's just a lot
people
of
people love it, man.
You go look through the tweets, and it's like, why did I tweet that? It's nothing. Just 5-word tweet. It's just too much.
I think that was it.
It's bad.
I love it.
You got to slow it down.
Did we make you do that exercise?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.